Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here with me today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening. More and more parents are asking about goal setting for their children, and I want you to know, your heart is in exactly the right place. The fact that you're here, wanting to help your child learn to set and achieve goals, tells me everything I need to know about what a thoughtful, caring parent you are. So today, let's talk about something truly magical. Your 6 or 7 year old is at the perfect age to start learning about goals. Not in a stressful, pressure-filled way, but in a way that builds their confidence and helps them discover their own amazing power to create change in their lives. First, let me tell you what the research shows, because this is so important. Ages 6 and 7 represent a critical developmental window. Your child's brain is growing in ways that make this the ideal time to learn about setting goals and working toward them. Studies show that when children receive gentle, structured support in goal setting at this age, they develop stronger self-regulation, more persistence, and a beautiful belief in their own capabilities. And here's something that really matters. Dr. Carol Dweck, a brilliant researcher at Stanford University, discovered something that changes everything. She found that children who develop what she calls a growth mindset, believing that their abilities can grow through effort and learning, show significantly better achievement outcomes and resilience when facing setbacks. The magic book whispers this truth. Your child isn't born with fixed abilities. They're born with infinite potential that unfolds through practice, effort, and your loving support. Now, let me share what makes goal setting work beautifully for children this age. The key is breaking larger dreams into small, manageable steps. Think of it like climbing a staircase instead of trying to leap to the top floor. Each small step builds confidence, and confidence creates momentum. Education consultant Debbie Bagley, who works with children every day, emphasizes that goal setting helps children gain confidence, perseverance, and that growth mindset we talked about. She recommends using visual tools like collages and progress timelines to help young children stay connected to their aspirations. And you know what? The magic book agrees completely. Here's something Professor Morris Elias from Rutgers University taught us, and it's so wise. He says, too often, we ask children to tackle their areas of greatest challenge first. But what works better is helping them build skills and confidence in an area that's genuinely important to them first. Let them have a success experience. Then, from that small success, larger successes can be built. Isn't that beautiful? Start where your child's heart already is. If they love drawing, help them set a goal around art. If they're fascinated by bugs, help them set a goal about learning more about insects. When they experience success in something they care about, they learn that goals are achievable, and that confidence transfers to everything else. Now, let me share some practical magic with you. The experts recommend something called SMART goals. That stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. But don't let those big words intimidate you. Here's what it means in real life. Instead of saying, "I want to get better at reading," help your child say, "I want to read one chapter book by myself this month." See the difference? The second one is specific, you can measure it, it's achievable for a 6 or 7 year old, it's relevant to something they care about, and it has a time frame. And here's the really magical part. Use checkpoints along the way. If the goal is to read a chapter book, the checkpoints might be finish chapter 1, finish chapter 3, finish chapter 5, and so on. Each checkpoint is a celebration. Each one shows your child, look how far you've come. You're doing it. The research shows that these small checkpoints prevent overwhelm and keep children motivated. And when children can visualize their progress, something wonderful happens in their brains. They start to see themselves as capable, as achievers, as people who can set their minds to something and make it happen. Now, let me tell you about some stories from the magic book that show this beautifully. The first story is called The Condor and the Hummingbird. It's a traditional Peruvian folktale, and oh my goodness, it's perfect for teaching about goals and persistence. In this story, a mighty condor, one of the largest birds in the world, is challenged by a tiny hummingbird. The condor thinks, "This will be easy." But the hummingbird has something the condor doesn't: determination and persistence. The story shows children that it's not about being the biggest or the strongest or having natural advantages. It's about dedication, about not giving up, about working toward your goal even when it feels hard. After you read this story with your child, you can ask them, what goal feels too big for you right now? How could you be like the hummingbird and keep trying even when it feels hard? The second story is called How Clever Raven Brought Light to the World. This one is about a wise raven who has a big goal, to bring light to all the people in the world. And you know what? Raven achieves this goal through both cleverness and persistence. The story shows children that achieving goals often requires creative thinking and not giving up. After reading this story, you can talk with your child about how Raven had a big goal and found creative ways to achieve it. What creative solutions might help them reach their own goals? This opens up such beautiful conversations. And the third story is called The Dreamship Architects. This one teaches that learning never stops growing, that even adults are still learning new things every day. It reinforces that growth mindset we talked about, showing that abilities develop over time through learning and effort. You can share with your child that you're still learning new things too. What new skill are you both working on right now? These stories make abstract concepts like goal setting and persistence tangible and real for children. They see characters facing challenges, working toward goals, and succeeding through effort. And that plants seeds of possibility in your child's heart. Here's something else the magic book wants you to know. Praise the effort, not just the outcome. When your child is working toward a goal, notice their hard work. Say things like, I see how hard you're practicing, or you didn't give up even when it was tricky. This teaches them that the trying matters just as much as the achieving. And when they face setbacks, because they will, that's when the real magic happens. Help them see setbacks as information, not failure. You can say, that didn't work the way we hoped. What could we try differently next time? This teaches resilience, and resilience is one of the greatest gifts you can give your child. Remember, you're not trying to create a child who achieves extraordinary results in the way the world might define that. You're helping your child discover their own power, build confidence in their abilities, and learn that they can set their mind to something and work toward it with joy and persistence. The magic book whispers this. Every child has their own unique path, their own special gifts, their own perfect timing. Your job isn't to push them toward someone else's definition of success. Your job is to help them discover what they care about, set goals that matter to them, and experience the beautiful feeling of working toward something and achieving it. You're doing such a beautiful job. The fact that you're here, learning about how to support your child's growth, tells me everything about your loving heart. The stories I mentioned, The Condor and the Hummingbird, How Clever Raven Brought Light to the World, and The Dreamship Architects are all waiting for you in the Book of Inara app. They're there whenever you need them, ready to spark conversations and plant seeds of confidence in your child's heart. Until our next adventure together, remember this. Your child is learning and growing every single day. With your gentle guidance and loving support, they're discovering that they have the power to dream, to plan, to work toward goals, and to achieve wonderful things. Sweet dreams and starlight wishes, my wonderful friend. The Magic Book and I are always here for you.